You're listening to SBS News.
Eldia, which is not his real name, is wanted in Hong Kong for rioting in connection to protests there, but he says he was simply at the wrong place at the wrong time.
I was under charge because I going to the one of the protest movement, but I actually did nothing. And all they find on me is just a mask, but they still charge me.
With the prospect of 10 years in jail hanging over his head, he fled to Australia and has since applied for protection.
If I don't get the protection visa, I might need to go back to Hong Kong, and which means now if I go back to Hong Kong, they probably just send me to a jail.
10 years of data obtained under FOI shows a major spike in refugee and asylum claims by Hong Kong passport holders in the past 10 months to April, with a total of 145 applications. Compared to just 30 applications 2 years ago, it's an almost fivefold increase. But less than 5 onshore protection applications have been successful in the past decade. Simon Devere, a former Assistant Secretary at the Department of Immigration, told SBS, "The significant jump in protection visa applications from Hong Kongers in recent years has been surprising."
The skilled migration, family migration and resident return visa application numbers have stayed pretty static over the last 10 to 20 years. But it is in the protection visa application space that we have seen the greatest increase in recent years.
This month, the federal government announced a visa package which included pathways to permanent residency for some Hong Kongers, but did not create a special humanitarian intake for those fleeing persecution. With almost no visas granted under the humanitarian scheme in recent years, Hong Kong asylum seekers such as Eldia say they're worried about their chances. James Wardlaw, an immigration lawyer acting on behalf of a number of Hong Kongers applying for protection here, believes this cohort is different.
I think with this recent cohort of applicants, many will have a pro-democratic or pro-independent political opinion that may be known to the authorities. And certainly with the new security laws, many present with prima facie claims for refugee status in Australia.
The Home Affairs Department told SBS News every request is assessed on a case-by-case basis. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.